Siman Shin Dalet Sif Gimel. The Machabah says that regular guy, who's your employee, who works for you, the master, you the master, are not mitzvah on Shvisasai, on Shvisas Avdei by him. Rather, the regular rules of Amir La'akam apply just like by any guy. Although this guy is employed by you, he's like a regular employee, he's treated like a regular guy. As many years as he's working for you, you don't have real kin in him, a kin in a guf, a kin in oilam, even does work for you. It's the regular drabon, the gadim of Amir La'akam, which obviously we take very seriously, but does not have the derayas, the gadim of Shvisas Avdei, and therefore, whenever there's exceptions and exclusions, Amir La'akam is typically mutter, they have to apply by him as well. Mishnah Berurah says, if the guy was makabel shev mitzvah b'nei noach, then he's a ger toshav, and then, like we mentioned previously in the siman, no yid can have him do a malacha for him, even though he's not the master. Mishnah Berurah brings the Rambam, says, we're not makabel ger toshav, b'smanch inyo v'noach, like nowadays, same in Eved, who does not want makabel all the mitzvahs of an Eved, only the mitzvahs of shev mitzvahs b'nei noach, like ger toshav, also not makabel nowadays when there's no yevil, and the Ravid argues on this Rambam, ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah then brings from the Beis Yosef, who brings down the Shiloh of those Avadim, if he has an Eved, who, if he wants to become a Yishmaeli, that means he wants to convert to Islam, he'd be able to go free. That means that's how it was accepted in those countries, then controlled by the Arabs, that anybody wants to convert to Islam, he goes free from his master. So even if right now you have a fire to get kidnapped on him, and he should be like an Eved, still maybe he's treated like a regular employee and doesn't have the Chaymer Shvisas Avdoi, since he goes slip out by converting to Islam. And he actually believes it's a tzarachin. However, Mishnah Berurah brings the other Haram Machmer, because it's a Shalv Deraisa over here on the Tzadi, is like a real Eved, which simply put he is. So then there'll be Shalv Deraisa or Shvisa Avdei. The fact he could slip out of it by converting to Islam and becoming a part of the Dasi Shmeilim does not have any halachic bearing. And Mishnah Berurah says, Kavol Chomer, if it's a case that he does not have the legal right to do that, maybe he'd be able to slip away by converting to Islam, but it's not a legal thing in that country, he had the right to do that, then definitely we treat him like a regular Eved, and the Deraisa and Shvisa Avdei apply. Mishnah Berurah brings different Shiloh from other Achrenim, the place where the king made a gzeir, made a rule that no one who's not from their religion, in other words, no one who's not part of Christianity, is allowed to own an Eved Va'alma. So then there's a Shiloh in Achrenim, maybe the Avadim that they didn't own, since they could technically they could go free, because it's not legal for us to have real Avadim according to the law of the local Malchus. So maybe like a Sachar Ba'alma, like a regular employee, don't have a Din of Shir Zavdim. Or maybe not. Right now, you have a kin aguf on them, and therefore, they do have a dinim of an Eved. Mishnah Berurah does say that if we're paying tax for them, paying head tax per person for them, then for sure it's considered a kin aguf, and it'll be aser malacha, and it'll be like a regular Eved, and the kula also. Halacha is that a mam is a kamara shivcha, or an Eved kamara mamzeris, if we're paying the head tax for them, they are considered like regular avadim and shivchas of ours, and they can marry a mamzer mamzeris. All these halachas typically do not apply nowadays. Siman Shin Hei discussed about Behema Yotzeba Shabbos, which things the Behema's law go out with on Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah explains it's Manuach Sharcha Vachamarcha. So that means the Torah gives us Horus, same way we have this dinim to allow your Eved to do on Shabbos. It's also dinim to what you can allow your Behema to do on Shabbos. Your Behema has to rest on Shabbos also. Behema's law of Dafko, it's any Balchai, your birds that belong to any Balchai, any wildlife that belongs to you, you have to make sure it does not do Malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, the question is, which item is allowed to have on it when it goes outside on Shabbos into a Shrab? And basically, the Klal of the Mechaber says that behemoth go out mashem shtameres by something that's needed for a shmir to watch it, that shouldn't escape, but shouldn't run loose. That is allowed to be on Shabbos. That's not considered a master. It's needed for shmira. However, something that's not a shmir for it, that cannot go out on Shabbos, whether because it doesn't help to watch it, this item doesn't work for shmira, or because it's overblown, because it's an extra shmir that's not necessary. It does not need so much shmir. So whether because this is ineffective for shmir or it's unnecessary for shmir, then it's considered a masker that's carrying a load and cannot go out this on Shabbos. Similarly, anything that's for the core of the purpose on the behemoth, the Mechaber also says cannot go on Shabbos because it's not for shmir. And that Mishnah will learn more about later on in the siman. For now, we'll just accept that. But the first thing we have to figure out are which items are considered a shmir for which behemoths, as opposed to which items not considered a shmir for that behemoth, or considered extra super duper shmir for that behemoth, and therefore the behemoth cannot go out with it on Shabbos. Mr. Berurah points out that if it's a little bit of an extra shmirah, that's okay. It's impossible to measure exactly how much shmirah a behemoth needs to watch that shouldn't escape. But if it's a super duper shmirah, then it's already a problem with the behemoth carrying on Shabbos. So the Mechaber starts off with Na'aka. Na'aka is a certain type of a female gamel, female camel that it needs a big shmirah, and therefore go out with a zemamah, the parzla, a metal ring that goes through its nostrils, and you lead it by that. And you would not take it out with a paga, the parzla, or an afsa, regular reins, because those things cannot go out on Shabbos, because those things don't work for a shmir on it. As opposed to chamra luba, is a chamar that comes to the country of lub, so there a paga, the parzla, would be the right thing for it. And not this mama, the parzla, because mama, the parzla, is unnecessary, it's shmir yisera. So each thing, you should have a chamar to figure out what it needs, based on what it needs, what's considered a shmir for it, what it go out with on Shabbos.